It's time for today's Senior Spotlight, brought to you by Diamond Ag, your ag retailer built to serve with locations in Aledo and Alexis, and by State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson congratulates all area graduates and hopes they continue learning and growing.
And joining me on the Senior Spotlight is Ben Churchill from Sherrard High School. And Ben, congratulations on an outstanding high school career. And let's first talk about academics, because that's been very important to you. You're a member of the National Honor Society. And what classes did you enjoy most during your high school career? And were there any favorite teachers that you might have had? And why were they your favorites?
Well, I've always loved history, and I've also loved math and English. I built a good relationship with my math teachers, Mr. Fritch and Mr. Epperly, over the last couple of years. I really did enjoy my junior year. I took a government class with Mr. Hutton, Coach Hutton over here, and that was a lot of fun.
Now, as far as extracurriculars are concerned, you were a member of the Orion Sherrard United soccer team. And what was that like, playing 4 years of soccer? Because I don't sometimes get a chance to interview a lot of high school soccer players.
It was interesting. Yeah, there aren't a lot of soccer schools that are our size around here, so we're very fortunate. It's kind of like you're living in Orion for your fall semester for a couple of years, but it's fun. You get to know a lot of different people that you wouldn't otherwise know, as some fantastic teammates, good relationship with Coach Klein, and we had some pretty successful teams. So,
yeah, and that you did.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, and that you did. And also, as far as just the game is concerned, what do you think is the biggest misconception maybe people who don't follow soccer that much have about the game?
The biggest misconception I'd say I hear a lot is that it's boring to watch. I certainly don't think it's boring. I think it's certainly not as popular in the United States as other sports are, so people aren't necessarily as educated about the sport as they are other sports just growing up, so it makes it a little bit more difficult to want to come out and watch. But we've been lucky to have some very good support from both Sherrard and Orion. It's really helped our program thrive when we don't have a lot of other schools our size that have soccer programs.
Now, you're also a member of the leadership team for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. What made you decide to join that organization, and what did you like the most about it?
Well, when I was an underclassman, I've always gone to church growing up, and I saw a lot of upperclassmen athletes, successful athletes that were part of FCA, and took the time to get up on Tuesday mornings at Sherrard and come to meetings and try to grow in our Fellowship of Christ. I really liked that. That was really cool. And so as I got older, COVID was kind of tough to us. We lost some members. I really thought it was my job to help step up and try to keep us going, and we've gotten through it pretty well. So,
now another thing that you told me you do is you play the piano, and I got to admit I haven't interviewed too many piano players as well. So, what got you started in that, and what do you enjoy about playing the piano?
I started playing when I was 7 or 8. I was in grade school, and my parents did not play any instrument, but my mom was adamant that I learned how to play a musical instrument. So, my neighbor was a piano teacher. She still is my piano teacher, and I started taking lessons and doing competitions in the winter locally, and I really enjoyed it. It's kind of like a stress reliever for me a little bit. I can just kind of sit down and play, so I like it a lot, and it's a skill that I'll have for the rest of my life, so I'm very thankful for that.
That you will. Now, what are your plans post-graduation?
I'm going to Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to attend Texas Christian, TCU, and major in finance.
And what made you decide on TCU and finance?
I've always liked business and thought of going to business school, and so finance kind of came naturally through that. I have a teacher who went to SMU, which is in Dallas. I decided to take a trip last spring. My dad and I flew down there, looked at a couple schools, and I just fell in love with TCU.
Well, that's great. I understand it's a wonderful university. Well, listen, I want to congratulate you once again on a great 4 years at Sherrard High School, and we want to wish you continued success.
Thank you very much.
That's Ben Churchill from Sherrard High School, our guest today on the Senior Spotlight.
This has been today's Senior Spotlight brought to you by Diamond Ag, your ag retailer built to serve with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, and by State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson congratulates all area graduates and hopes they continue learning and growing.